91X News.
It's minus 7 and partly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. A local child and honorary Loyalist Lancer, Thomas Martin, who has been battling a rare primary brain tumor for the past 2 years, passed away early this week. Lancers Against Cancer was a fundraiser Loyalist College held for Thomas and his family. Callie Jackson has more.
Adam Strickland, captain of the men's volleyball team at Loyalist, let Thomas shave off his hair for the cause.
Well, my hair was getting long enough at that point, so I wanted to give it a chop. So I went to Amy Hoskin and said, is there anything I can do? And then she kind of helped me develop the idea.
The news of Thomas's passing had taken many Lancers by surprise, especially Strickland.
It made me feel like what I did wasn't enough kind of thing, which was kind of took me back a few steps because I thought what I did was kind of cool.
Loyalist volleyball players Ewan Nicholson and Jillian Robinson share how they felt when they heard about Thomas's passing.
It hit me a little bit harder than I thought it would have.
It just broke my heart because I literally saw him at the last basketball game. It's really sad.
Even though Thomas was fighting such a hard battle, he never let it get him down.
When I saw him, he was happy, like he just was enjoying himself so much.
He was just so full of energy and he was so excited to be there.
Athletic assistant Amy Hoskins shares what it was like when Thomas was around.
If you didn't know what was going on in his life, you wouldn't know. Like, he was so strong and battled so hard, and he was just always smiling and always happy. And
we connected with him, and it was good to just have someone there and just to be a part of his life, even for the shortest amount of time.
Even though Thomas passed away, his positive and fighting spirit will always stay with the Lancers on and off the court. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
Mitt Romney says the only serious policy proposals for dealing with the nation's challenges are coming from Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. The 2012 Republican nominee launched a scathing attack ad on Donald Trump today during a speech at the University of Utah. Romney called Trump a phony and a fraud whose promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. Trump is expected to fire back in his usual style during a campaign rally today in Portland, Maine. Mexico's Treasury Secretary says empathetically and categorically that this country won't pay for building the wall that Donald Trump wants to erect along the border. The wall proposal has been criticized widely and fiercely in Mexico, but this is the Mexican government's first direct response for Trump's pledge to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. The volunteer coordinator at Gleaners Food Bank says student use at the food bank increased in the month of February, but Pat Maracle-Bowers says,
we had a lot more in February than we had before. But that's 1 month, so it's kind of hard to make a trend out of 1 month.
Maracle-Bowers says before February, there was a consistent number of students coming in. That's QNET News on 91X to 3:03 p.m. In sports, Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price says he is confident he'll be able to play again this season. Price has been out with a lower body injury since November 25th and has seen the Canadiens drift out of playoff contention after the team started the year with 9 consecutive victories. The All-Star goalie spoke to reporters today, a day after being named to Canada's roster for the World Cup of Hockey. He says he is looking forward to the tournament this fall because he loves representing the country. The Ottawa Senators look to snap the Tampa Bay Lightning's 7-game win streak. Tampa Bay will also try to sweep its 4-game road trip. Elsewhere, Calgary visits Buffalo, Edmonton is in Philadelphia, Toronto hosts Minnesota, the New York Islanders take on Winnipeg, Vancouver takes on San Jose, and Montreal faces Los Angeles. Gavin Floyd is on the mound today for the Toronto Blue Jays in a spring training game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Floyd will be making his spring debut after being plagued by elbow problems in his past 2 seasons with Atlanta and Cleveland. The Toronto Raptors have the day off after recording their 11th consecutive victory at the Air Canada Centre last night. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan combined for 63 points in the Raptors' 104-94 win over Utah. There are 4 games on a late night. On a late night in the NBA, as Phoenix travels to Miami, New Orleans hosts the Spurs, Sacramento battles Dallas, and the first-place Oklahoma City Thunder takes on third-place Golden State Warriors. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries with a high of minus 6. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 12. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0 dropping to a low of minus 9 at night. And Saturday shows a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries and a high of minus 1. At 3.04 p.m., it's minus 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden, news on 91X, next at 4.